Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Matthew 19 verse 6, therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate. The word for today says God can keep you together. Now this might come as a surprise to you, but the main purpose of marriage is not to produce children. Couples who can't give birth are as married as couples who can. Jesus said in Matthew 19 verse 5, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. When God looks at a parent and child, he sees two. When God looks at a brother and sister, he sees two. But when God looks at a husband and wife, he sees one. Joined together means to be glued to. Do you ever feel like you're stuck with the person you married? Well, you are. Marrying and becoming one flesh is not what two people do for each other, but it's what God does for them. Marriage is not a relationship joined together by culture or the law or sex or even love. Marriage is what God joins together. And the good news is, when God joins you together, he can keep you together. However, if you feel unsafe in your relationship, it is important to get help and to get away if you're at risk. Today, the most popular reason for issuing a divorce decree is irreconcilable differences. But Jesus went to the heart of the matter, which is a matter of the heart. In Matthew 19 verse 8, he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. God can soften your hearts toward one another, and he can open your hearts toward one another. You might say, but I've tried everything and nothing works. Try God. He can change the heart of your spouse and give you a new future together. God can keep you together. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.